All right, Marie.
All right.
Last night's game, and you talked some about mistakes after the game. Is that going to give you a license to maybe make some changes to your lineup this week?
I just need to make a better assessment of things when we travel down to Florida today. You know, I'm not going to start, you know, looking at, I'll look at all the things. There's a lot of things we have to look at, you know. One of them's the lineup. Other things are, you know, where are we at here in this process of the number of games that we've played and where are we at? You know, there's a lot of things I didn't like that we established. And one of them, we had no early pressure in the first period. There was no game, you know, to our game, really. We weren't able to get in on forecheck. Our dumps were poor to establish forecheck. So there's a lot of things I have to look at.
Last season, in the early going, which is a long time ago, but one of the tendencies of your team was to take a lot of penalties. You've been very good at that up until last night.
Right.
Is that an old habit that needs attention, or is last night more of a one-off? What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. It's what we don't know about, you know. Like, if we had been taking penalties, you guys would have said, well, it's just like last year, and then we're always, you know, you guys are always trying to get an angle on things, so I don't think you can make too much out of a game. I'm looking for patterns, and it's early. I'm looking for, you know, patterns of play, patterns of, you know, penalties, maybe not so much. Last night, you know, I didn't like the first one that they called on us, but, you know, and they end up scoring on it. But, you know, I'm not sure if what it's going to lead to. So that's something we have to determine. We have to see where it goes to. It's too early to tell.
Do you have to do something with Mark Scheifele soon? Instead of leaving him in the press box?
Well, that decision will be an organizational decision. I've got to look at, you know, Mark from a standpoint of, you know, my concern, you know, Mark's been good. He's a question mark as far as what do I do with the roster. It goes back to the same question there. You know, do you use him? I mean, we know where we stand with Mark. So we have to sort some things out. That'll sort itself out in due time.
Think about looking at...
There isn't a time frame.
No.
Right now. Not that I know of, no. We're aware. We want to win games.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. We want to win games. We have to win games. And all those things come into place regarding all our players. You know, so we understand the situation there. We'll deal with it when it needs to be dealt with.
Think about looking at Redmond one of these two games possibly to get him in there for the first time?
Same answer as the first question. What do you want me to tell you? You know, I'll have to make a better assessment of it. That's a possibility. You know, you look for patterns. Have we been good the last two games? Not in my views, you know. So there's some things we have to look at there. Why? What? You know, what's the factors? And is it fatigue in some players? Is it not? What is it? You know, and it's a... Everyone's making the same assessments on very little information. It's just we get ready and play the games. So, you know, we're all trying to win games. That's the purpose here. So who's in, who's out, that'll be determined later today, you know, tomorrow.
The last two games, a couple of very good things have happened when Ole Jokinen has shot the puck. Do you need to, or will you encourage him to keep doing more of that?
Well, I think Ole's a shooter. You know, and he's, you know, like he hasn't played hockey in whatever, 8 or 9 months and hasn't played too many games. So, you know, his sense of timing and all that stuff, I think, is something he's, and new line mates and new teammates. There's a lot of stuff that's happening in his world. So, for me, I thought it was a good sign when he shot the puck like that. He is a shooter and, he, you know, he's trying to sort some things out. So, I think he's played pretty well. I mean, that, you know, for me, that line's been a pretty good line for us. So, you know, I would like him to continue to get shots, and you know, is he getting scoring chances and making plays? And I think you've seen that the last couple of games. I thought the Islander game, he had two or three really good chances from the middle of the ice from the slot, so that's a good sign. We got another one last night that he finished, so that's good. So hopefully we'll build on that.
You have to do against an Owly team in Florida who's just been pretty bad the last five games.
Well, they've been through some injuries here, so they're not going to be in a very pleasant mood. And you know, when we play, that's a division rival for us, so that's going to be a big game. You know, and we can't be happy with our production and our game last night. It's a game that we potentially could have won. Was it in an ideal fashion? Probably not, but it was a game we could have won that we let get slip away. So, you know, we're going to make sure we're ready to go. There's some things I need to see in our game that I want us to take more control of, and that's going to have to happen in this Florida game. We're not going to be concerning ourselves so much with Florida. We have to manage our own game right now, see where that goes.
Are you going to be concerned about the starts? Like, it's hard to play from behind.
You have to be. You can't deny the starts are... You can't start games like that. That's just, I mentioned that last night. That's just not a, that's a recipe for disaster. You can't start like that. And you know, to me, the pace of the game is going to have to get dictated. I mean, it's got to get dictated by us. And that's what concerns me. And that's going to have to happen from different standpoints.